America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
The man who is the grand poobah here at the Red Apple Audio Network, man responsible for not only Rudy Giuliani's radio show, but mine as well, has agreed to stick around with us and chew the fat a bit on a few issues that are in the news. That's John Catsimatidis. In addition to being the owner of this network, he also hosts a very successful nationally syndicated radio program, The Cats Roundtable, and a show that makes more news on a daily basis than any local radio show in America, Cats and Cosby. He's also the author of a terrific book that I mentioned in twice. It's called How Far Do You Want to Go? It's available at on Amazon or at WABCRadioStore.com. John, first let me begin by asking you about the news of the day, and that's this this Trump trial. You had opening arguments on Monday. You heard from the first witness on Monday. I know you've been a friend of the president's for, I guess, about 45, 50 years. You've been a supporter of his in this election, and you've been someone that has said that these prosecutions are totally political. Given your perspective on this, John, what are you expecting over the next few weeks? And do you think Donald Trump has any chance of not getting convicted in this trial?
Well, the truth is nobody really knows what the jury is going to do. A normal situation. The joke that we were telling right, you know, last week was, who has a better chance, the witches at the Salem witch trials or Donald Trump in Manhattan? So, I also criticized. I was on Sid Rosenberg's show this morning, and I also criticized the judge in the case because the judge is full of hate. And he's not ashamed to say that. And I don't believe the judge, I mean, he should be charged with hate crime in a way. I mean, I don't think that President Trump is going to get a fair trial. Now, hopefully the jury has common sense, and hopefully the jury will, you know, just say he's innocent, because I think the real mission of this judge and the real mission is to keep President Trump tied up in a courtroom for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, so he can't go out there and run his presidency against President Biden. I think that is a sin.
Well, you
that
know.
How can a local judge interfere with a presidential, election?
More egregious in this case, and I brought this up when Judge Mershon was first assigned to the case, but everyone seems to have forgotten about it, is, you know, you've known a lot of judges in New York, so have I. They're prohibited from engaging in political activity, and yet this judge made multiple campaign contributions in 2020 to the person that ran against President Trump. So I don't understand how that doesn't disqualify him from the get-go. And it really, and I wrote a letter to the Office of Court Administration and to the administrative judge, both of which were completely ignored. So it seems like the Office of Court Administration is sort of rewriting their own rules here just for this trial.
Now, I'll tell you another thing. I mean, the Bar Association, where are all the Bar Association? Where is all the high-up lawyers? Why isn't anybody speaking out? Now, we're talking about Barr. Let's talk about Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States. Bill Barr does not like Donald Trump. Bill Barr left the administration disliking Donald Trump. Yet, on Sunday, he endorsed Donald Trump. And what was his exact words? It's Donald Trump would make a much better president than the current president.
Yeah.
And he had another few choice words to say about the current administration that I think our current administration is hurting our country in many, many ways, and in the border controls and attack on our school systems. We're almost on the verge of World War III. And one of my interviews with Mike Pompeo and with Admiral Stavridis, and I said, how many countries have to be involved in warlike situations right. before you call it a world war?
You know, that's a great question because and I don't mean to laugh, but the number only seems to be growing. And yeah, the exact words that Bill Barr used was the threat to our country is from the far left and the drift that's been occurring towards really a socialistic system and one that brooks no opposition. Something tells me, though, that Bill Barr, even if he's voting for Donald Trump, probably won't be on Donald Trump's short list for a Attorney General this time around. We'll see. John, I wanted to ask you about your trip to Las Vegas as well. Before we talk about what you were out there for and the business end of it, how's Las Vegas doing these days? When I was there 3 years ago, they were just starting to reopen. You still had to wear masks in a lot of bars and a lot of casinos. How's it doing these days?
Frank, we haven't been there since last year's broadcasting convention. And in 1 year's time, there were so many new buildings. I mean, Las Vegas is beautiful. The buildings are beautiful, and it's very, very vibrant. The broadcasting convention was an international convention. It had 90,000 people. That is a lot of people, and it was busy. The casinos were busy. The stores were busy. The restaurants were busy. The food is great. It has some of the great restaurants in our country. We went one night. We went to Milos, which is in the Venetian Hotel. We stayed at the Wynn Towers, which was a great hotel that Steve Wynn created. Let me tell you something. You know, Steve Wynn got pushed out politics-wise from his own casino. But all the employees there still love him and admire him.
Well, that's great to hear. We have a lot of great listeners, a lot of great new listeners listening to us in Las Vegas right now on KDAWN that really seem to appreciate the show, and a lot of great listeners at the Nevada Talk Radio Network as well. I understand you even played a few hands of blackjack. How'd you do? And is there any sort of method you could let us in on?
Well, you know, I did play blackjack, and I enjoy it. It's because you could sit down and relax and play one hand at a time. And I was playing with Margo, and we played two hands at a time, and we both had a lot of fun. And it's great entertainment, you know. And I did win a few dollars, which is a rare opportunity. Not much, but it was very enjoyable, and the atmosphere was great. You felt a great sense of security. There was security all over the place, and it's a great, safe place, and it's a great place to visit. And I told Margo we should go back more often.
Well, that's great. You got to let me know the next trip, because the current mayor, Carolyn Goodman, and her husband, the first man and the former mayor, Oscar Goodman, Oscar's been a guest on the show many times. They keep trying to get us back out there. So I'm glad to hear they're doing well. Did you get to see that new dome at all, John?
Only from afar, and I can't tell you, it's beautiful. Next time I want to go into it, because I was there for 2.5 days, me and Chad, Margo, Emily, we had Dan Herschel with us, viewing the show. And we also had with us, Kevin, Drosch, they found a lot of new discoveries. There's a big show at the convention center of new discoveries for AM radio and for radio in general. And I had 10 meetings in 2 days.
Wow.
So we did accomplish a lot. We met with FEMA. We met with the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. FEMA is going to take our site in New Jersey where our antennas are, and they're going to nuclearize it. See, I can't even say the word.
Something tells me you'd better learn, John. You may have to use that word pretty often these days. John, hang on 1 minute. I know it's late and I'm pushing my luck, but since you mentioned AM radio and some of the meetings you took out there, a lot of folks listening to us right now all over the country, whether they're listening online, whether they're listening on AM radio, whether they're listening on FM radio, they're very concerned about the future of AM radio. I want to ask you about that in a minute, because this is something that you've been championing for basically the last 2 years. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with John Catsimatidis. This is The Other Side of Midnight. We'll talk AM radio straight ahead. 12 minutes to the top of the hour. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano, joined for the hour by the man who has made this radio program possible and so many other creative things that are happening on the AM radio dial these days, John Catsimatidis, also the author of a terrific book called How Far Do You Want to Go, which is apparently guaranteed to make you a billionaire. I have not yet become a billionaire, so I have ordered a second copy, and I'm assuming it's the second copy that will put me over the top. John, in all seriousness, you led the charge once these electric car manufacturers, Tesla, Ford, others, announced that they were not going to be putting in AM radio for free as part of what was included in their new vehicles. This spurred action on the part of auto manufacturers. Some of them changed their tune. Some state lawmakers have jumped into this. And this is one of the few things in Washington that has become genuinely bipartisan. People that are conservative Republicans like Ted Cruz partnering with folks that are liberal Democrats like Senator Ed Markey. Where do things stand right now, John, in terms of the prospects of congressional legislation to mandate AM radio in every vehicle?
Last week, I had our congressman from South Jersey, Pallone, is it?
Yes, Frank Pallone. Yeah.
And he made a bipartisan deal. He is the ranking member of the Communications or the Commerce Committee and Energy, and a bipartisan with Congresswoman Rogers from the West Coast. And Congress is supporting it bipartisan. And I think they're up to about, 260 votes, and if Congress itself goes up to 290, there's zero opposition. It just goes forward, and I think they have like 59 senators already. It's look, some of these manufacturers, what they're doing is they're trying to steal more from the public. Mm. AM radio has been free forever. If you put it through an electronic system, like in the electric cars, an electronic system, if there is a problem, then you won't be able to get it because the electronic systems will go down. And if there is a problem, AM radio is able to reach the entire country. Everybody with a transistor radio, anybody with a small radio in time of emergency. WABC is one of the largest radio stations in the United States, reaching, I think at night we reach 36 countries on regular AM radio, and all 50 on our stream, and 173 countries, and we stay on the air. And FEMA is going to make sure, no matter what happens, WABC will always be on the air, and you will always be able to communicate. What those electric car companies are trying to do is put it through their electronic system so they can charge every consumer $19.99 a month to be on the air.
And as we've been exposing,
something that's free.
As we've been exposing, if you have to use your phone to connect to their information and entertainment system, they then have your data that they can then sell to data brokers and make money on the back end as well.
Absolutely. And that's their game plan. We are fighting it. The Congress, the Senate has realized that this is wrong. We're part of the national defense system. FEMA has spent a lot of money to make sure we're part of the national defense system. I believe this war will be won, even though some of those companies are still lobbying to kill the bill. And let me tell you something. I went on the air and I said to these companies, I will not allow our company probably has a few hundred, maybe more. All our companies maybe have 1,000. I don't know. Cars. I would make sure that they don't buy any cars that don't have AM radio.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The other thing that I think it's important to keep in mind is that it's not just we're talking about emergencies here, which is what we focused on. There's a lot of content and information that you can hear only on AM radio. And some people may think I'm talking just about conservative talk. And sure, that's part of it. But there's religious programming. There's programming for foreign languages that serves a lot of new immigrant communities that would largely be left out in the cold if these communities weren't able to access AM radio in their cars. So thank you for what you're doing on that. So, John, it sounds like you're pretty optimistic about congressional action on this one.
I'm optimistic. We will fight we will fight. We won't allow AM radio to die. And look, the electric car vehicles are dying. People are realizing that right now the technology is not there. I admire the guy from Toyota, Toyota CEO, which is one of the most successful companies in the world, says, we want to make gas cars. We want to make diesel cars. We want to make, what's the other categories?
There was talk of hydrogen for a while, but
No. I'm talking about the regular cars. We want to make gas cars, electric cars. We want to make diesel cars. We want to make hybrid cars. Let the consumer decide.
Well, speaking,
don't let it get forced down our throat by your White House.
Final question, John, and I hope we can do this again because it's been way too long. We spent a lot.
Your ratings are up 20%.
Wonderful. Great. We'll take it. We'll have you on every day. And by the end of the week, we'll be up 100% by that method. It's great. John, we were on the air live when we covered the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Right after that, we saw a ship lose power right near the Verrazano Narrows Bridge in Brooklyn. And it sort of raised awareness in people like me, but also a lot of our listeners, that these power failures on ships are more common than I think a lot of people realized. Is this all due to bad fuel, or is there something else afoot here that's causing all these vessels to lose power so frequently?
Well, it's been happening more lately. A, it could be bad fuel because a lot of companies blend their fuel. In other words, they take a gallon of regular fuel, they add some additives to it, and you end up with a gallon, 1.2 gallons, and you charge for 1.2 gallons, but you're only really getting a gallon. There are problems like that, but I am worried about infiltration. We had, 5, 6, 7, 8 million people cross our borders. 90% of them are probably good people that want to work, but 10% of them are people that have been let out of jails and mental institutions from the country they come from, because those countries said, why should we take care of you? Go to the United States. They're a bunch of suckers. They'll take care of you. And we end up with a major, major problem. That's why I don't understand President Biden, why he's allowing this to happen. Our country is being invaded. Our country is being attacked with the fentanyl problem. We're creating more drug addicts and killing people. 100,000 people, American people, died in the last 12 months by fentanyl. Now, let me tell you what that 100,000 means. That means like a 727 or 737 going down every day. If 300 people died every day from a 737 crashing, that's 100,000 people. 100,000 people have died from fentanyl.
When you put it that way, that's more people, far more people that die in 1 year than died in the entire Vietnam War, at least on the American side. John,
Vietnam, Korea, and Afghanistan all put together.
It is a sad situation. John, we're going to have to end it there. I appreciate you staying up late or getting up early. Please give my best to Margot. Let's do this again soon.
We'll catch up again soon. I look forward to it, because I do stay up at night and listen to you. And carry on and get those ratings up. Thank you so much, guys.
I'm trying. Thank you. That's John Catsimatidis. You can catch him on the Cats Roundtable. If you ever can't listen live, you can just go to catsroundtable.com. Hear all the great interviews they do. Speaking of cats, in the words of Bob Barker, help control the pet population. Get your dog or cat spayed or neutered.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.